You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone, going to be on air until 1 a.m. this evening, so if you want to hear anything, give me a call at 822-2487, and once again, be on until 1 a.m. tonight, playing a lot of all kinds of experimental late-night type music. But starting off the program, you heard something from Katie Stelmanis, something off a really cool 7-inch called Believe Me that she put out in 2009 on Vice Records. You heard the track called Believe Me, and I do believe this is her last release under the name Katie Stelmanis. Recently, she's moved on, and she's formed a new band called Ostra, which is pretty much the same thing, but a little bit more kind of a disco-oriented type stuff. Anyways, check out some more info at, I think, Ostra Talks. Anyways, they're out on Domino Records, and they have a new album that's coming out right away, so pick it up when you get a chance. So tonight on the program, you're gonna hear stuff from, let me see, I think I got stuff from Six Organs of Admittance, stuff from Cold Cave, and Zola Jesus. I forgot to mention, I wasn't here last week. I was actually kind of away on vacation. I was on a surfing trip in Tofino, so thanks to whoever covered for me. Anyways, hopefully that won't happen again. I should be here every week for the rest of the summer. Hopefully, fingers crossed. But yeah, since I got back, I've been able to go to a couple good shows. As soon as I got back on Tuesday, I checked out Zola Jesus. They played at the Biltmore with Cosmetics. They were supposed to play with a band from Australia called Naked on the Vague, but for some reason I think they had visa problems and they couldn't play any Canadian dates, but they did play a lot of dates in the States with Zola Jesus. But you can hear an EP that I picked up at the show, something called Velusia, which came out on the awesome Sacred Bones label. And if you're not familiar, Zola Jesus is mainly the work of a girl named Nika Rosa Danilova. And she sounds very similar to Katie Stelmanis, actually. I know Katie Stelmanis is a big fan of Zola Jesus. You can hear a track called Sea Talk, and this, once again, this is off the Velusia EP. Check out some more stuff from Zola Jesus. She puts a lot of stuff on the Sacred Bones label. After that, we'll see what we get to, but for now, this is Zola Jesus right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
You understand that. If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And if you want to check out more info on this particular program, head to canadapostrock.ca. And don't forget to go to citr.ca for all the latest CITR info, how to listen online, charts, program information, everything. All that you need to know about CITR is at citr.ca. So what you just heard was something from Zola Jesus, track off the Veluzia EP. That was a track called Sea Talk. Pretty cool video for that. Check it out. She has really cool, like, a lot of these really old 80s themes in a lot of her videos. And she just played at the Biltmore with locals, the Cosmetics they played with. It was really, really good show. So in addition to that show, I also was able to check out the Pixies this week. And I also checked out last night Cold Cave playing with Entrance as well as The Kills. Cold Cave was pretty good. I haven't actually heard the new album, but you're going to hear something off the old album, which is called Love Comes Close. And if you're not familiar, Cold Cave is the work of a guy named Wesley, and he makes Wesley Isold. He makes some really cool, like, 80s kind of synth pop. And he used to be in a whole bunch of hardcore bands, and he's been involved with, like, Hospital Records and has put out a few splits with Purient. So it's a kind of interesting departure that he has this really cool synth pop. He used to be involved with a whole bunch of noise and hardcore bands. You can hear a track called Laurels of Erotomania that came off the Love Comes Close album that came out on Matador Records. After that, you can hear something from something from Nice Face, a track off an EP called Mnemonic Device. Nice Face is the work of one guy who makes this really cool lo-fi bedroom pop, and he's out on Sacred Bones Records. From Nice Face, you can hear a track called Mnemonic Device off an old 7-inch that I picked up on Record Store Day. So you can hear those two tracks on this next set. You can hear something from Cold Cave and then Nice Face right here on CITR 101.9 FM. So right here on CITR, this is a track called Laurels of Erotomania.
We'll be right back.
We're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from Nice Face, a track called Mnemonic Device, taken from a 7-inch of the same name out on Sacred Bones Records. And prior to that, you heard Laurels of Erotomania, done by Cold Cave, taken off their debut LP called Love Comes Close. And that actually came out on Matador Records, one of their first full lengths that they had. But they did have a whole bunch of like 7-inches and CDRs and cassettes out on like Hospital Records and a bunch of really low or kind of smaller indie labels. But their big release was their first album out on Matador Records. Apparently they have a new album that just came out recently, but I haven't heard it yet. Anyways, you're tuned into CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. Going to be on air for about another half hour or so. And right now you're going to hear some Canadian stuff. You're going to hear something from Eastern Canada, an album that I've played a couple of times. It's a good one. It's called Ensemble, and they're based out of Montreal, I do believe. And they're out on the Fat Cat record label. They put out some really kind of nice ambient-type music. And you can hear a track called... it's actually in French, so I'm going to butcher it. It's called Envies, The Avalanches, and it's out on an album called Excerpts. So you can hear this track, and then we'll see what we get to after that. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Ensemble.
Thank you. Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and what you just heard was something from the Montreal group, or a group called Ensemble. They're out on Fat Cat Records, and you heard a track off their album called Excerpts. It's out on Fat Cat Records, so pick it up if you get a chance. So we got about 25 minutes left on the program, and up next you're going to hear some more vinyl. You're going to hear an album from a band that I've been absolutely obsessed with the past couple weeks. I played them a couple weeks ago, but that was the digital version, but I actually picked up the vinyl now. It showed up in the mail. And you're going to hear something from a band called Locrian. They're based out of Chicago, and they make some really interesting atmospheric and swirling, droning, wintry, bleak type music. It's kind of similar to the music of Sun, only it's a little bit more atmospheric, and they have some really crazy screams and like blood-curdling screams that sound like the Black One album. They just put out an album called The Crystal World, which is named after the J.G. Ballard novel that came out in the 60s. And it's absolutely amazing. It's just a masterpiece of drone-type music. I've been listening to it for weeks and weeks. This was just put out on the UTEC record label. Check out some more info at utechrecords.com. And Locrian is a trio, and they've been around since like 2005. And in that short amount of time, they put out something like 20 albums, I do believe, like on cassettes and CDRs and vinyls and stuff like that. So you're going to hear a track called At Night's End. It's kind of a longer track, probably around 7 or 8 minutes. So we'll probably just hear this track, and then I'll probably get back to you and talk some more. Or you might hear some stuff after that. You might hear, yeah, I think actually I'll probably just play this track and then we'll get back to you. So check out some more info at these guys. They have a really cool label. It's called Land of Decay. You can check out more info at landofdecay.blogspot.com. And you can also pick up this vinyl, some old releases that they have. They have a whole bunch of side projects too. And once again, that's Locrian. They're based out of Chicago. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something off their latest release called The Crystal World. This track is called At Night's End. Thank you. we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and what you just heard was a really intense track from Locrian. That was a track called At Night's End, and that's off the album called The Crystal World. And that was just put out on UTech Records. Definitely pick it up. Check out some more info at utechrecords.com. So right now you're going to hear from a really interesting compilation out of Eastern Canada, featuring a whole bunch of really cool experimental artists, most of which I've never heard of. It's a compilation called The Electric Voice, which is, I do believe, a label based out of Montreal. They put out a whole bunch of stuff from bands like Dog Day, let's see, The Stolen Minx, Torso, and a bunch of other cool stuff, most of which I haven't heard of. You're going to hear a band I've never heard of called The Ether. You can really ambient droney track called 5T. After that, you can hear something from Vinyl Dog Toy, a noise band out of Calgary. They have a new album called The Secret to Health, Wealth, and Happiness. And you can hear a track called Sudarctica. This is out on a Calgary label called, I do believe it's called Clank Boom Records. You can check out some more info at clankboom.com. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is a track from The Ether, and then after that, you can hear something from Vinyl Dog Toy.
Thank you.
Wow, that was a band out of Calgary called Vinyl Dog Toy. Pretty interesting track. That was an album called The Secret to Health, Wealth, and Happiness. And that was a track called Sudarktia. And check out some more info at clankboom.com. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock, I should say. And before that, you heard something from the Electric Voice compilation. You heard a band called The Ether, and that was an interesting track called 5T. So we got about, 10 minutes or so left on the program. So you're going to hear something from, you're going to hear a band that has been around for a while. They're called Jackie O Motherfucker, and they're mainly based out of, I think, New York as well as Portland. They have a kind of revolving cast of players in this group. They have a new release out called Earth Sound System, and it's out on a label called Fire Records. You can check out some more info at firerecords.com. You can hear the opening track called In the Willows. These guys make some really spacey, tribal, drone-type tracks. And they have just a huge discography of music to check out. So pretty much check out anything there. It's all really, really good stuff. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Jackie O Motherfucker. This track is called In the Willows. and that was the latest from Jackie O Motherfucker. That was a track off their newest release out on Fire Records called Earth Sound System. You heard the opening track called In the Willows. So thanks for tuning in this week. I'll be here next week with some more great music here on Canada Post Rock. Check out the website, canadapostrock.ca, for all playlists, playlists, podcasts, and stuff like that. And thanks for tuning in. So I'm going to leave you with one last track from a crazy sound artist named Porist. And Porist is the work of one guy named Mark Gurgis out of California, I do believe. And he makes some really crazy like mashups of like old, I don't know, they must be like old television broadcasts or something like that. You can hear an album called Prude Juice for the Heritage Singer, and you can hear a track called Fist Dumplings, and it's out on a record label called Electro Motive Records. And this guy also puts out some stuff. He does an interesting world music label called Sublime Frequencies, and it's quite a bit different than Porist, but it's definitely worth checking out as well if you're interested in like world music. Anyways, so stay tuned, I'll be here next week. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, I'm going to leave you with a track. This track is called Fist Dumplings by Porist.
This is my wife from the woods. This is a kind of dumpling that my wife is making. She puts in poppy seeds and sugar and mixes them with chopped beets and cottage cheese. Then she wraps them in a jacket of dough. Faustnudel, we call them. In English, fist dumplings. There is no end to what can be stuffed in them. Meat, fruit, vegetables. Then we leave them here in the woods. This is our life. Fist dumplings. I remember, late that summer, we had to sell the farm and this land to make my wife rich. This was the last time that my wife is making fist dumplings. This is a kind of fist that my wife is making. This is a kind of wife that my fist is making. Then my wife can be beat and chopped and stuffed in a jacket here in the woods. Fist my wife from the woods. In this part of Austria, we wash our fists so they will be clean and white. Clean and white. This was my wife. Die.
Soon, already, we are able to say little sentences like, I like you, I saw him, can I go, can you tell me, and so on.